USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A program to provide small businesses with loans to help them weather the economic impact of the pandemic has been extended for another 2 months. President Biden signed the extension of the Paycheck Protection Program Tuesday, which pushes the deadline to apply for loans back to May 31st.
It is a bipartisan accomplishment. Nearly 90,000 businesses are still in line, and there's money left. Without somebody signing this bill today, there are hundreds of thousands of people who could lose their jobs, and small family businesses that might close forever.
And COVID cases are now on the rise in 27 states, with health officials worrying that a fourth surge of infections is just around the corner. The U.S. is now averaging around 64,000 new COVID cases a day, the highest rate in more than a month. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Police in New York City are investigating an assault against an Asian woman as a hate crime. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
New York City police are on the lookout for the attacker caught on video brutally beating a 65-year-old Asian woman who was on her way to church. The assailant pummeled her while she was on the ground and is wanted for a hate crime. An individual described in reports as a security guard seemed unwilling to render aid to the woman and is said just simply closes the door after the attack. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio called the attack absolutely disgusting and called on New Yorkers to step up and help their fellow citizens. He said the security guard's actions in the video were absolutely unacceptable. Police say the woman was hospitalized with serious physical injuries but has since been released. The company that manages the building says that the staff members seen in the video standing by as the assault happened have been suspended pending an investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As the crisis on the southern border continues to worsen, critics of the Biden administration's approach to deal with illegal immigration are calling on the president to revert back to some of the policies of the Trump administration. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The former head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement is urging the Biden administration to restart the Remain in Mexico protocol. Without it, Tom Homan says the surge in illegal immigration will keep coming.
No one celebrated more this presidency than the criminal cartels in Mexico. They're back in business. They're facilitating crime on the border because cartels are making millions of dollars a day.
Homan speaking in Texas on Fox News after visiting a migrant processing center with members of Congress.
China has taken over elections in Hong Kong. Lance Pry with the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
China's government on Tuesday passed a new law taking over Hong Kong's electoral system, which is designed to ensure only patriotic figures can run for positions of power. Critics argue the law effectively marks the end of democracy in the Asian financial hub, as it gives the ruling Chinese Communist Party control of elections, with all opposition removed from the legislature.
And Gonzaga is headed back to the Final Four for the second time in school history. The Bulldogs moved to 30-0 on the season, dominating USC 85-66 in Tuesday's West Regional Final. The Zags await the winner of Michigan and UCLA. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.